Hi everyone, this is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanctioned Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
So I'm on my way home from working out today at the gym and listening to this song called Graceful Like Rain. And yes, there's a lot of songs that use those same exact words, but this one is brand new. It's one Jarek sent me. We played on Monday. And it's made me think again, once again, about this, I want to say it's like an epilogue of the book of Galatians, and how Paul came in, who was this super high level Pharisee, literally understood the law like the back of his hand, and he ends up getting knocked off a donkey while he'd been murdering Christians, collecting them. He was on his way to go grab some more, and he gets knocked off a donkey by a bright shining light, and it's Jesus saying, "Why are you persecuting me? You know, why are you doing what you're doing?" Anyhow, he has this encounter with Jesus, the Son of Man. And so anyway, and this voice says, "I want you to go into the nearest city and you're going to meet this guy, and this guy's going to tell you everything you need to know." Well, Paul is totally converted into the grace gospel. Out of the law gospel to the grace gospel. And wow, we don't even understand grace. And sometimes with the mixture of the old covenant and the law gospel, we pull over those things and press them in to the grace gospel, and we don't even realize it. So anyway, on my way home, I was just thinking about the word grace and that epilogue and the importance of understanding that it is by grace we have been saved, okay? Period. We cannot earn our salvation. We will work out our salvation, and what that means is we will improve our conscious contact with our Father in heaven, okay? We will continue to maintain and develop a deep and wide relationship with him, a holy God. And out of that relationship, our salvation is worked out. Again, you can't earn or work, or you didn't do anything to deserve salvation. You didn't deserve anything to be saved from your sin. He did it. What you did is you repented for your sin. And if not when you sin, but if you do, you repent again and you're reminded that you are saved, but you were saved by grace. And the way to work out that salvation is by repenting when you sin. Okay? And more often than not, if you've got this deep and wide and love relationship with the Lord, you're not gonna. And you're not gonna make yourself a bride without spot or wrinkle. He's the one that makes you the bride without spot or wrinkle. He's the one that gives you the new gown. He's the one that makes you spotless. You're never going to make yourself spotless. You're never going to take all the wrinkles out. He does it. And he does it through that maintained relationship, staying under the blood. And a true convert, a true one, you know, we'll struggle in this world. Jesus said it. He did, and all his disciples did. And there is a teaching out there that says that, you know, you won't suffer, you won't go through hard things, you won't go through tests, you'll get everything you want if you just have faith. And the truth is you won't get everything you want all the time and immediately. Faith requires waiting and trusting and believing and not losing your faith and not getting weary and doing good. You just continue to do good with him. Apart from him, you can do nothing. But with him, you can do almost everything, because all things are possible to them that believe. Okay? They're possible. Not impossible, they're possible. And so it's just grace. Grace is unmerited favor, and it's the enabling power. It enables us to do things that grace does, and it's unmerited favor bestowed upon us continually. You know, I am a mother, and I have been a daughter, and I understand the grace that was bestowed upon me and is continually bestowed upon me daily. Because I fell short. I look different now than I did then, when I was really not even trying to maintain a relationship with a loving Heavenly Father. Okay, I look different. Well, my understanding of love and my understanding of grace was nil to none. I encountered love and I knew he loved me and he died for me. But there was a lot of mixture in there. I can tell you right now that as I continue to maintain, continue to seek him with my heart, I find him regularly and he loves on me. And he sets things that were crooked straight in my heart. He purifies me, and he's just radical. He's radical. That's when I fall in love with him over and over and over again. When I think about what he saved me from then and now. I didn't deserve it. I didn't do a thing to deserve it. In fact, I did a lot not to, but that's what grace is. So it's out of knowing that and reflecting on that and remembering, like Jesus said, when you do this, remember me. And I mean, like, I'm having communion with him right now. I may not have the implements of the bread and and the grape juice in my hand taking it, but I'm remembering right now what he did then, does now, and will continue to do by grace, saving me. And that's how I'm working out my salvation. He's just so good. May grace fall like rain, because it's that grace that transforms the life of the sinner into the saint. And I am no longer unrighteous. I am the righteousness of God through my Christ Jesus, who saved me. And so Jesus, good morning, 6:19 a.m. You are amazing. You are radical. You are good. Your mercy endures forever, and it is following me all the days of my life. May it overrun me today and through me and out of me. There are many people out here that do not understand your love, your grace, your mercy, and that they just need to encounter the lover of their soul. So may I be an extension and a conduit of you today, in your precious name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Sanctioned Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionedlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.